This is KUNM. I'm Rita Daniels. There's a growing demand for locally grown food in New Mexico, but farmers here are getting older. Average age is 65. We take a look at a program that aims to inspire and train up-and-coming young farmers.
Get down here in these bottom fields and get so peaceful, the wind just blowing, and you're in a different world. You're in a whole different little world right now here.
Don Bustos has long salt and pepper hair and deep smile lines on his face. He's the owner of Santa Cruz Farms, just outside of Española, where he's been farming for decades.
Right here, planted asparagus, and you can't see it on the radio, but if you could, those beautiful green spears are popping out of the ground.
Over the years, Bustos says his farming practices have changed dramatically.
In the mid-1980s, I had more cucumbers than I knew what to do with. So I went down to the farmer's market, and I didn't sell very many cucumbers, but there was a lot of beautiful women there, and that's what kept me going year after year.
In the 90s, he went organic on his 3.5-acre plot. Now, that farm produces 72 different varieties of fruits and veggies.
All I use is a little bit of new technology, and it allows us to pay our bills and be sustainable.
That new technology, solar panels to warm the soil in several hundred-foot beds and cold frames covered in plastic that keep the heat in. So even when it gets well below freezing in the dead of winter, Bustos still has rows of dark leafy greens ready for harvest.
Like spinach, kale, Swiss chard, arugula.
The majority of Bustos' winter crops end up on school cafeteria trays. This year alone, the New Mexico legislature gave public schools more than $350,000 to buy fresh food directly from local producers. And that's one of the secrets to Bustos' success.
You should have three reliable outlets so that you're never worried about, oh, the farmer's market isn't doing good, or the store's closing down, or the restaurant's closing down.
This strategy of growing dozens of different crops year-round is being used as a model to train young farmers across the state as part of an American Friends Service Committee program. Getting into it is competitive, but if you make the cut in exchange for a small stipend, you head out onto an experimental farm 3 days a week for an entire year and get to work.
Do you guys have like a name that you call your posse?
Farmer crew.
The farmer crew. Okay.
This six-person crew is working the Sustenga farm in Española.
You can smell that garlic.
Yeah.
They've come up with a marketing plan for their crops, and they are already selling cases of mixed greens to grocery stores. Norberto Armijo and Donna Gonzalez are a young couple from Chamisal who want to fine-tune their skills and build their confidence in business.
I've been farming my whole life, I'd like to say, even though I'm only 20, but...
This is a little bit of a sharpening for me and my significant other over here on our first farm. So this is to teach you how to make money with these traditional ways that we've been taught, you know? This is like the business aspect, pretty much.
Over the last decade, more than 150 people have gone through the program. And we import 80% of the food we eat in New Mexico, John Garlish says, so there's a lot of room for small-scale farmers to get in the game. Garlish is an NMSU ag agent whose job is to inspire and offer support to local farmers.
More people want to buy local, but where is it and where can it be found? There's still a huge demand that is not being met.
The proof, Garlish says, is more restaurants, grocery stores, schools, and hospitals are looking to fill shelves and plates with local food. And according to the New Mexico Farmers Marketing Association, the number of markets has almost doubled in the last decade.
So yes, I am optimistic here for New Mexico. A farmer is always hopeful. The farmer plants the seed, the farmer waters, and the farmer hopes for a crop along the way.
Garlish says fostering and growing this new generation of farmers bodes well for New Mexico's agricultural future. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.